Be self-reliant. There is nothing worse than feeling dependent on other people. Dependency makes you vulnerable to all kinds of emotions, betrayal, disappointment, frustration, that play havoc with your mental balance. To make yourself less dependent on others and so-called experts, you need to expand your repertoire of skills. And you need to feel more confident in your own judgment. Understand, we tend to overestimate other people's abilities. After all, they're trying hard to make it look as if they knew what they were doing. And we tend to underestimate our own. You must compensate for this by trusting yourself more and others less. It is important to remember, though, that being self-reliant does not mean burdening yourself with petty details. You must be able to distinguish between small matters that are best left to others and larger issues that require your attention and care. Suffer fools gladly. The world is full of fools, people who cannot wait to get results, who change with the wind, who can't see past their noses. You encounter them everywhere. The indecisive boss, the rash colleague, the hysterical subordinate. When working alongside fools, do not fight them. Instead, think of them the way you think of children or pets, not important enough to affect your mental balance. Detach yourself emotionally. And while you're inwardly laughing at their foolishness, indulge them in one of their more harmless ideas. The ability to stay cheerful in the face of fools is an important skill. Crowd out feelings of panic by focusing on simple tasks. When circumstances scare us, our imagination tends to take over, filling our minds with endless anxieties. You need to gain control of your imagination, something easier said than done. Often the best way to calm down and give yourself such control is to force the mind to concentrate on something relatively simple. A calming ritual, a repetitive task that you are good at. You are creating the kind of composure you naturally have when your mind is absorbed in a problem. A focused mind has no room for anxiety or for the effects of an overactive imagination. Once you have regained your mental balance, you can then face the problem at hand. At the first sign of any kind of fear, practice this technique until it becomes a habit. Being able to control your imagination at intense moments is a crucial skill. Unintimidate yourself. Intimidation will always threaten your presence of mind, and it is a hard feeling to combat. The key to staying unintimidated is to convince yourself that the person you're facing is a mere mortal, no different from you, which is, in fact, the truth. See the person, not the myth. Imagine him or her as a child, as someone riddled with insecurities. Cutting the person down to size will help you to keep your mental balance. Develop your Fingerspitzengefühl, fingertip feel. Presence of mind depends not only on your mind's ability to come to your aid in difficult situations, but also on the speed with which this happens. Waiting until the next day to think of the right action to take does you no good at all. Speed here means responding to circumstances with rapidity and making lightning-quick decisions. This power is often read as a kind of intuition, what the Germans call Fingerspitzengefühl, fingertip feel. Erwin Rommel, who led the German tank campaign in North Africa during World War II, had great fingertip feel. He could sense when the Allies would attack and from what direction. In choosing a line of advance, he had an uncanny feel for his enemy's weakness. At the start of a battle, he could intuit his enemy's strategy before it unfolded. Rommel didn't just study his men, his tanks, the terrain, and the enemy. He got inside their skin, understood the spirit that animated them, what made them tick. Having felt his way into these things in battle, he entered a state of mind in which he did not have to think consciously of the situation. The totality of what was going on in his blood, at his fingertips. He had
Fingerspitzengefühl.
Whether or not you have the mind of a Rommel, there are things you can do to help you respond faster and bring out the intuitive feel that all animals possess. Deep knowledge of the terrain will let you process information faster than your enemy, a tremendous advantage. Getting a feel for the spirit of men and material, thinking your way into them instead of looking at them from outside, will help to put you in a different frame of mind, less conscious and forced, more unconscious and intuitive. Get your mind into the habit of making lightning-quick decisions, trusting your fingertip feel. Your mind will advance in a kind of mental blitzkrieg, moving past your opponents before they realize what has hit them. Finally, do not think of presence of mind as a quality useful only in periods of adversity, something to switch off and on as you need it. Cultivate it as an everyday condition. Confidence, fearlessness, and self-reliance are as crucial in times of peace as in times of war. Reversal. You do not want to lose your presence of mind in key situations, but it is a wise course to find a way to make your enemies lose theirs. Take what throws you off balance and impose it on them.